It's in the Tav Samachez. It has a very innocuous title. Shalasas Malocha Be'er Pesach Acher Chatzos. So little do we know what interesting things lurk in Siman Tav Samachez. The main halachas of Minig, following Minig Amokim, etc. are found in Siman Tav Samachez. Okay. Ha'osam Malocha Be'er Pesach Mechatzos Elamalo Meshamtenus. If a person does Malocha and Be'er Pesach after Chatzos, he's put in the Chayrim. Even if he doesn't do it for work, it's going to be aser. There's a limit of mir la'akum. The same way, it has the same halachas of chol hamoed. Some say that, however, ayadei eni yehudi is mutter. That is the established minig. It's like this opinion that having a non-Jew do work doesn't apply in Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the Mishibura, Mechatzos Elamala. Hatam. So what is the reason why that a person can't do Malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Bipnei, Shuzman Shkitas HaPesach. That was the time that the Korban Pesach was brought. The mitzvah, the Zman of the mitzvah of Hakrobah starts by Chatzos and lasts until nightfall. Each member of Klal Yisrael has a chiyuv to bring a korban, or at least be included in a korban. So his korban is being brought. The day that you bring a korban, Yerushalmi says. This is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that each individual person, any time in the year, a person would bring come to the Beit Hamikdash and bring offer a korban. That day would be a yom tov for him, and he would have a halacha of a yom tov. So here, Pesach is a yom tov. Everybody's bringing a korban, so it's a yom tov for everybody. So that's why l'chayin osur b'di b'serfim b'malacha. So this is din rabbanon. It's osur to do malacha during that point in time.
So I live in Yerushalayim and I'm going to bring a korban nedava. I'm going to bring it in the afternoon. So that means I have to be batal all morning?
Yes. Right. So over here, the reason why the issue doesn't apply the whole day, but since by Pesach, the Zman HaKrobah is specifically only in the afternoon, not in the morning, so it's not Zman Korban yet for Korban Pesach. Whereas all of the Kamanas, their Zman is ready in the morning. So the day that you're bringing a korban is the day of Yom Tov. You think you're only going to bring it until later in the day, but it's really theoretically possible to bring any time in the day. So therefore, the whole day is good. It's the day of Yom Tov. Korban Pesach, because it can't be brought before Chatzos, so it's not. It's like the Zman of Pesach didn't arrive yet. So it only starts with Chatzos. Philip Zman is at the lack of korban. Dain Yisur b'mkarmoyim. So that was the Zman that the Chatzos was. When the basement was standing, Klais was bringing the Korban Pesach. So this halacha made a lot of sense. It was the day of a celebration for Klais, so that they're bringing their Korban. But we don't have the Korban Pesach anymore. But the Isser Mirabonah, which they put in that point in time, so once they set it in place, it goes into that halacha. In other words, since over here it was a specific time. Whereas in general, the general concept was on the day an individual brings a korban, he's also to do it. So you're bringing a korban; it's not also. So it would be impossible to extend that to nowadays, because that was they made it to kana. We say even though when the time is bottled, the kana is not bottled, but the kana was on the day that you bring a korban, you're also to do malacha. Well, I'm not bringing a korban today because I'm a base of mikdash. So. But by Erev Pesach, since it was a specific time, so the Nusach way Chazal set up was an Erev Pesach after Chatzos, since Klai is bringing a korban, it's also to do malacha. But once Chazal set it up, that's the general rule, even though the time is bottled, the malacha still stays in place. You look like you're something
wrong. What you said was that if you bring a korban that day, you can't work the whole day.
Right.
So then how are you allowed to work till Chatzos then?
No, so that's what I was telling her. There was that. By every other korban, where it can be bought theoretically any time during the day.
Oh, here you cannot bring it.
You cannot bring chametz Pesach before chatzos. It's just, oh. It's like this man of the korban didn't come yet.
Oh, okay.
So, person is you have to bring a korban chatas.
It's a tais at the beginning of the fourth parak himself who says that.
Person is you have to bring korban chatas. He can do this at his pleasure, right? Doesn't have no specific day for it.
Correct. But yes, there's Dini Bal Ta'achar, he's not supposed to be
married. Right. So really, the chiyuv is on him every day. So that means he really can't work until he brings the carbon. Is that right?
No. The Isser isn't, don't other things because we'll bring your carbon. The Isser is the day a person brings a carbon, it's the day of celebration. So on days you celebrate, we don't do malach. So, if for whatever reason he's not bringing it right away, so those days are not yomtiv for him. The Isser is built out as a yomtiv. The construct is a yomtiv.
So somebody who's going to bring carbon Pesach Sheni, you already know he's going to bring Pesach Sheni, he can do work on Erev Pesach.
If a person, theoretically, yeah. Right. But what happened was over here, he's saying whether it's the Kana Darabah, that the Rishalmi is Masha, that this is the rice. This din, that the person brings a korban, is a yomtiv. That's a derais. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, it was his man for all the Kaisel to bring the korban. So that was at the Kana Darabonah, that this day is going to be a day which is also Malach. So they made it now also for everybody across the board. So even the person who's Tomei and is bringing a Pesach Sheni, once Chazal made it the Kana, since it's the day for everybody, we just might as well just spell it out and say, Rabbi, today is also Malach. By doing that, that now includes everybody, even the person who's Tomei, who will not be bringing the Kar Pesach. And that's why, even though the time is bottled, the halacha is still intact, because the halacha became independent of the reason. Like many times we talk about the tzakana becomes separate from the reason. Okay, so if a person does the halacha during that time, so mashamta and usa. Number one, the person has to know, the Mora says that whatever he derives from that malacha will not create bracha for him. So the Mishabura before in Hilchos Shabbos said, so translate those words. What does that mean, Lamaisa? The Enerosim Brocha means that, you know, so the person says, listen, you know, I understand you can't the Brocha, but Lamaisa, this is worth a lot of money. So it's great, so he does it. You know, not great, but he does it, right? You should know, at the end of the day, you're going to take a loss. There was a business deal you were planning, it's going to fall through. So at the end of the day, you don't see any growth from it. So you don't see Brocha from it. One thing is, the second thing he says that, in the game, that was the Hilchos Shabbos, that person does Malacha. And Erev Shabbos also says the lashon of Ein Rosim and Bracha. Person does malacha, so we davra of it. We do, right? So a person has a job. He doesn't work Erev Shabbos. He's going to lose his job. So he does work. Person is trying to make some profit. It's not a great idea to do it Erev Shabbos. Leader also after that says, but he said Mr. Brover there also says, okay, now you did it. You got the money. So what do you do with the money? So it's like, what's the solution? So you can sort of beat the odds. Use it for tzedakah.
Yeah.
Says use it for tzedakah. See, you can't go wrong. You know, at the end of the day, so if you keep the money and try to use it, it's going to be, the investments will be, you know, don't take that money every Shabbos and turn it over and reinvest it. Because it's not going to go. But if you give the tzedakah, you can't go wrong.
It's a mitzvah above that.
I don't know what's about my mayor, but
well, in this case, if you're telling me that Erev Pesach, if he what works if the chatzos could put him a cherem, obviously a mitzvah, it's not.
No, I said that, but once the money is gotten,
so I'm saying so he did something obviously wrong. So you're saying that's
mitzvah mayor is where the mitzvah is in some way is part of the veir process.
And here's two separate things.
The veir is done. You know, now he has money. He wants to give the money.
Right.
Right? So you can't, you know, it's not, you can't give it back. Right? You didn't steal from anybody. There's no place to give it back.
Well, money is fungible. What, I mean, he could say, I'm going to give that money for Meiser. But unless, so then that's just, if he give, if I'm saying if he normally gives Meiser, so that's a trick because, you know, it's otherwise he wouldn't have worked. He would have to give it from other money.
Right, so I don't think that works. The point is that whole value that he got, he gives away. He says, well, I'll give it away as part of my regular master, so I'm giving it anyway.
Yeah,
you're not going to beat the system.
You know.
You're not going to beat the system on that one. Bechinim is Osir. Even Malacha Gemur, Kilikam Ebisib Beis. And we'll see that not all Malachas are prohibited. We say Osir Malacha, that's a term which has to be defined still. Fill out in a Yehudi, come up with Cholamoid, just like in Cholamoid. A Cholamoid, there is a Lacha B'mir La'akum. Whatever Malachas are also doing in Cholamoid, you know, there is our Lachas B'mir La'akum on them. Yesh mishamato, hey. Now, if the goy can do the malacha. Now, we're going to say a chiddush over here. Rafilu hu oisim beisr shay yisra. Normally, by mir la'akum, even in cases where mir la'akum is mutter, is not mutter on the Jew's property. So, you hire a person as a contractor to do a job. So he does the malacha on Shabbos. It's not a problem. So I give my car to the mechanic beforehand. He's not my paid worker. He's not working for me. He's a contractor. He got a job to fix the engine. I contracted it out to him. So he's working for himself now. But I can't have an in-house mechanic or even a contractor doing it in my garage or in my property. You know, Mr. Mobile Mechanic can't be sitting in my driveway working on my car. But over here it's mutter. This will say, but Erev Pesach after Chatzos, Amir La'akim, even in the Jews' houses, mutter. The Seal Lake, the Loyak Mir Bezab Amir La'akim, Kumoy Becholam Moyd Yamtiv. We did not give it the same Chumra of Cholam Moyd and Yamtiv that Amir La'akim is also. So it's Amir La'akim, so I don't care where he's doing it. Amir La'akim doesn't apply. Okay. When you need to stop Rayel Akum, after Chatzos, getting a haircut from a non Jew. So many opinions hold this is permitted. Even though he's helping, so in other words, he's not totally. It's one thing when the guy's working on your car, he's working on your car. Good, you know, I'm not doing anything. Over here, he's giving me a haircut. Well, that's not really true. You're involved in the haircut process. The more says you tilt your head, do this. That's you're involved. You're being mamsa yourself to him. So it's a problem of Messiah. It's somewhat. There's Messiah and B'mamash. That Messiah is not significant. But you can't have a Jew do it for you, even the Jew doing it for free. Cutting fingernails on Cholamoid is we'll see when we get to Hillel's Cholamoid, which is not so far away anymore. That there's two opinions about cutting fingernails on Cholamoid. But over here, in the Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you can cut your fingernails after Chatzos if you didn't do it beforehand. I mean, it's not like saying you should do it beforehand. But if you didn't, you could cut your fingernails because there's definitely an opinion that holds you in. You cut your fingernails on Chol HaMoed. What's the argument? The argument is it's not a Bais HaUman. It's not a Bais HaUman and it's Tzarech HaMoed. So someone's not a Bais HaUman and Tzarech HaMoed is Mutter Chol HaMoed. And the rule is that Erev Pesach after Chatzos is not more Chomer than Chol HaMoed. So really, cutting your fingernails on Chol HaMoed should be Mutter. But the truth is, cutting your haircut on Erev Cholamoid really should be mutter also. Why is it haircut also? Because Chazal came along and said, you know, haircut to mutter Cholamoid. The guy said, listen, what do you need to deal with getting haircut every Yom Tov when it's so hectic? I'll do it then. So Chazal said, no, you're not going to do it then. It's not going to happen. So if you want to do it, you'll do it before it. So, and that we have the argument, fingernails, because they grow back quickly, so it's very possible the person will cut person can't say, you know, I'll cut them later. You know, they'll need cutting again later anyway. Of course, you'll cut them both times. So that's the argument over there, why maybe fingernails are different. So, heyayis mechalamoides and mechloikis, smear pesach after chazetz, which is not as chomer as cholamoid. It's not as chomer as cholamoid. So therefore, even if you forgot, even he himself could do it. The ma'aseh b'cholamoid, we'll see that the Mishabura comes out, you really should be machmer. But he says, in one kula, in a case where you did cut your fingernails erev Yom Tov, then you may be makel to cut them again on cholamoid. Because clearly you don't have the argument, well, you shouldn't have done before. I did it before, and they grew back. So in that situation, everybody agrees that you're allowed to cut. Okay. Or alternatively, it says, if you want to have somebody else do it for you, to do it for business, for pay, so that's already a business thing. You get back to your contracting a business, then you shouldn't be doing it then, or pay so. But to do for free, that's also good. Okay. So what are we talking about when you're talking about malacha? Base. You're doing it to make a profit. One. Or something which is a bona fide, valid malacha. And even doing it for chinam, but you can't be doing those things. For example, literally, we got in mamish. The guy says, you know, I got to finish off. The tailor says, I got to finish off this suit for the guy, making a suit. Mamish, you malacha is the raisin. So even the guy doing it for himself says, okay, he left everybody else's suit he did before for business. He had one suit left, his own. So bechinam, right? Or he's doing it for his friend, bechinam. But it's malacha gemora. So that's a problem. A masakan hukela b'yamtiv. So something which has had some type of damage, you need to sew it, whatever it is, that's not a tremendous change in the item. So the copy this purpose, this is mutter. Now, the argument being, remember, it's not more common than cholamoid. A cholamoid, malach is mutter, as long as it's not a malach is uman. It has to be a tzerachamoid, which let's say it is. It has to be not a malach is uman. It has to be something which average person would be able to do also. So Masakan or Kalev Yomtev has to be Li Yomtev, so it's for Yomtev, so therefore it's Tzarech HaMoed. In regards to what you mean Masakan, it has to be something which is not a Malach HaZuma, something which even an average guy can fix. Chayim Misha Kosev Svorim La'atzmei Derech Limudai is Mut. Okay. So he's running in order to have what to learn from, because he's copying a manuscript to be able to take back with him, right? Or he's writing his notes. So that's mutter. Right. So that's mutter. So that's mishabur involved. He's talking. If it's a case of doing it for as an income. Filo ena malacha gemura is also. That's even, it's not a full bona fide malacha. One of the lamas has malacha. It's still also. Filo hu l'tzarech yamtiv. Even it's mamash needed for yamtiv. But you can't do at least taker. Because achadim the poel she'en loy ma'yoichom but the last is malacha least taker. The one exception is the person who needs to buy tzarech yamtiv. He doesn't know what to eat. Mamash doesn't know what to eat. So that person doesn't know what to eat. So he's allowed to do malacha. Even a chalamoy, we're matzah him. So he's the one exception. He's allowed to do it for to make money. Or even if it's bechinam, if it's a full bona fide malach. Okay, now we keep his caleb who bechalal malach gemurah boss. Washing clothing goes into the sister. So you want to get your clothing finished. Whatever you want, you're washing for yomtiv should be done before chatzoyis at erev Pesach.
Okay.
Interesting question. They quote that they asked Rabbi Yashiv the following question. You know, I have to tell you that the problem with the quotes is you never know exactly what he said. You know, he says, I want to turn on my washing machine before chatzoyis, knowing that the machine will continue to work after chatzoyis. That's mutter. Since you turned it on before chatzoyis. To turn it on after chatzoyis, even though it's not malacha in the sense of tircha. Sorry, it's not malacha in the sense of tircha, but the Gabi Shabbos using the machine to do the malacha of kfisa is malaben. It's one of the lamatas malachas. If I put if a person would put clothing into a washing machine and turn on the washing machine and shop, it washes the clothing. So I didn't do it. The machine did it. No. You use the machine to do it. So by Shabbos, there is such a concept. Using the kayach of the machine to do it is equivalent to the person doing it himself. We discussed this once. Right? Very correctly. Yeah? No? Maybe?
Maybe. Wouldn't rule that out.
Because Ramban, maybe it's Hilchos Shabbos, maybe one Hilchos Shabbos. So I don't think you were here for that, right? You came for Dalit.
Everybody.
Yeah. There's a Ramban, a fascinating Ramban, in the last parak of Masechet Shabbos, the Ramban says, Chazanish quotes it, thinking of Ramban, Chazanish, that the Ramban says that a person goes out to the field and he has a tzemet boker attached to, he has an animal attached to a plow. And the animal's pulling the plow. He doesn't do anything of pushing the plow into the ground. The animal does it all by himself. He's directing the animal where the animal should go. And he's clearly, you know, he's chayv skila. That's not machamra. That's choresh. That's Ramban. Because he's using the animal's kayach, that which animal has the ability to do something. He's using that to accomplish the malacha of choresh. Pasha goes under the makor for the Ramban is a Gemara in Baba Kama, which I don't think the Ramban makes the parallel to. We're used to the idea of Malechas Machsheves. Malechas Machsheves serves as a patur. Well, it's Enesheh Luguva, patur is not Malechas Machsheves. It's Makalko, it's patur is not Malechas Machsheves. It's not Machaber, it's patur, they're not Malechas Machsheves. It's this umbrella, but the more used is it also in another direction. And more over there, more says that the malach of Zaira, the more is talking about mazik, a person's mazik through the wind, using the wind to transport something to cause a hezek. More says he's bought it. More says by Shabbos, the person's Zaira, he throws the wheat with the chaff up into the wind. The wind separates it out in his chayiv. So what's the difference? Why by Zikar are you bought it? It's more in the Samacham and Bez in Baba Kama. And by Shabbos, more says, oh, Hotzim Malach of Shabbos Hasotar. So Rashi's Masber, because he's intending to use the koyach, which the Russian put in the Bria called wind, which has the ability to act as the separator between these two items, because once everyone's lighter, so he's using that koyach, that's the equivalent of the person doing something himself, because that was his intent. So Malach Moshev is, over here is a Sibra for Chiyuv. So Kandar and Shabbos at least, and a person intends to use a kayak which exists over there, and he sets up a system to make it happen, and he turns on the button. He's washing that clothing. But he puts it on that. This is all one system, which is set up. It's not a grama. This is the system. Rabbi Yashiv, the Achiezer has a letter to the Chazanish. Right? The case was over there, the real issue which they had over there was the milking machines, right? The milking machines. Is that a groma? You know, because you know, the every machine you have nowadays, you know, this thing is connected to this thing, which is connected to this thing, which is connected to this thing, the whole thing happens, right? So is that a grom? Right? Sounds pretty grom to me. So the Achiezer, the Chaim Moser, in a letter to the Chazon Ish, it's printed in Kovetz Igros Chazon Ish. So he says, no, once you make this a system which works and always works that way, that's all part of the system. That's not a grom anymore. That's called using the track which is there to accomplish something. So pushing on the button to milks the animal means that person did the malacha deraisa of chaliva, which is told of schita. Dosh mafarik schita, right? It's the act of, you know, separating out a oichel from the breaking it out from what's holding it, from the shell.
Right.
So turning on the washing machine would be a melacha d'oraisa. So now, an Erev Shabbos, I want to turn on the washing machine before Shabbos. So now that's clear that I can set a melacha going before Shabbos to continue into Shabbos. It's seven reshit and beis. Says it's more in the end of the first parak. A person wants to set it. He has an irrigation system. So he opens up the canal, and the canal is flowing water, and the water is moving all over the place, and it's feeding all of these wonderful plants. That's a melacha zareya. Watering plants is a ray. You're making them grow. Right. So he's allowed to set up before Shabbos. It continues the whole Shabbos. That's one thing. But what about a person who wants to set up he's a miller, and he has this water mill. So he puts the wheat into the hopper, and you know lets the mechanism go, and you know it opens up the dam, and the water starts flowing through, and it's grinding wheat. So he's not doing anything on Shabbos. Also to do it. What's the difference? Because it makes a large amount of noise, draws attention to itself. So there's a machlokes there in the halacha. Why? What's the problem? Either it's a problem because it makes a lot of noise, it draws attention. That itself is the problem. So it diminishes the Shabbos atmosphere. But most say that the problem is a marasayin issue. Well, people don't know when you started it, but they definitely notice you're doing it. Now, imagine you walk by 10 o'clock at night, and the mill is. I don't know when the guy turned it on. The mill is banging away over there. I don't know when he turned it on. Whereas the water is quiet. So it doesn't draw attention to itself, so it's not necessarily noticeable, therefore we're not worried about it. So therefore, the application of the question is, can I set my dryer or going, my dryer, I don't know your dryer, my dryer bangs a lot, something fierce, makes a lot of noise, when it goes around. Right? Not because of the machine, because of all the stuff inside. Right? So I want to turn my dryer, air Shabbos, and it'll continue drying into Shabbos.
Right.
So Reb Shain brings it out. I think Reb Yashar also said that it's also because of this problem. It's of option mills that makes noise, so it goes into the sister of like the case of the mill. So it's a case of but from before chesed after chesed, that's motor. That which they didn't ask. Right? So if I want to put my dryer on before or my washing on before chesed, the thing that after chesed, that's motor. Let's see what time it is over here.
I need to, five.
This is finished. Mr. Burr's over here. I have to go.
So if I have plants on the windowsill and if it's raining, I can't open the window. If I know they're going to come in.
Right. I'll tell you a different problem. The halacha says if I have plants on the windowsill and the shade is closed, I can't open the window shade because the sun will help them grow.
Wow.
that's a more common problem people aren't aware of. If you have it in a place where you're going to open, it's going to give it. It's not like, eventually somehow the light diffuses, that's not the issue. But, if it's right there, no problem. Let's just finish up over here. We're in Zion. To give it to the non-Jewish washerwoman. Somebody asked for the shalit, can I give in stuff into the dry cleaners? And every Pesach has to chatzoy, so pick it up after Pesach. Okay. But anything which is mutter chol moed, for example, if you don't do it now, it's going to cause a loss. I show some masa hedjit, well, my son, when it's done in a way which is an unprofessional way. And there's a need for it. Definitely mutter and er pesach after chatzos. Er pesach after chatzos is not as chomer as cholamoid. So whatever is mutter then, for sure is mutter now. There are certain people because with their circumstances were allowed to get a haircut, allowed to wash their clothing. For example, person was traveling by boats, so he didn't have an opportunity to wash his clothing beforehand, or he's traveling by caravan, there was no water available, and he arrives, so the halacha is he's allowed to wash his clothing, he's allowed to get a haircut. So that person, he was in jail and they wouldn't let him get a haircut. So these people can get a haircut kol hamoed. So mutar gam kan per pesach chatzos. If that happens, er pesach after chatzos is also mutar. Sakan okela b'yamtiv. You can prepare your items for yamtiv. Now the b'slomer kli yoshin shenizkal kol yoksas. You had a kli which was damaged slightly. A begot of a shenik ruksas, or clothing which was torn slightly. So that's going to be a ma'aseh hedyot. You show that the sakan and the stuff from the tzarchet. You can fix them or sew them. Tzarchet. Who the adin shemutra calls that the tzarchet veiroi? You know, bechira mark. You do somebody else for free. Because according to the filu ma'aseh umen mutar b'zeh. So now, since the action which you're doing is a not a major repair, even though you do it in a professional way, they didn't ask her an chalamoid it's oser, but not erev Pesach after chatzos. Now the question is: okay, you just told me to do it for somebody else is mutter. What about if you want to do a ma'aseh hedyot b'schar? So that the Mishnah Tzion points out to you that that's oser. No, say it again. The Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that that's oser, but he brings that there's a Nadav Yehuda which says that that's mutter. Okay. Now it's a Derech Limuda. You want to write it for yourself, for your learning. The Kiman, the Derech Limuda, will atzma, because you say, we're near Kim Malacha Gomorrah. You write it for yourself, it doesn't look like you're publishing a book, you're writing for somebody else, he's a scribe. So there's one thing. It's not business, you know, I'm writing for myself. He's not trying to make a phenomenal, beautiful writing. He's just writing for his own notes. But to do it for other people is awesome. I'm not sure why he has to come on to that. Because you must know the case. Because we pass can make you in Cholam Moed, you're allowed to write Chiddush Torah because of Dover Ovid. Because if you don't write it down, you're going to forget it. So, something over here was something which would not necessarily be something which you would person would forget. It wasn't like a chiddush. He's just like, you know, he's making notations. We could do that at a different time also. But since it's not with intention to make it public, so it's not going to be written in a very fancy way, it's a ma'aseh uman. It's a ma'aseh hedyot. Therefore, they're a ma'aseh.